These are tough economic times, and a lot of companies are struggling to cope. But our next story is about a business that's doing quite well. Our focus is Rosetta Stone, the makers of language learning software. They offer a very old product, but it's delivered in a very modern way. The World's Jason Margolis took a linguistic test drive.
For 6 years, I slogged through Spanish classes. I'm sad to report that today, my Spanish is pretty rudimentary. So the folks at Rosetta Stone suggested a refresher course.
Hola.
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 That last voice belongs to Dwayne Sider, Rosetta Stone's director of learning. He gives me a tutorial of the product.
Una niña. Un niño.
The software program starts by introducing some simple vocabulary. Colorful photos pop up on the screen, and we're supposed to match the picture with the spoken word. The program also has us repeat words into a microphone to practice pronunciation. In a matter of minutes, we're stringing together very basic sentences.
Ella come. Él bebe.
Él come.
This was easy for someone with my Spanish background, and pretty fun. The software is 1,000 times more engaging than the audio tapes I was forced to listen to during language lab in college. Even the hardest levels were actually enjoyable. Rosetta Stone rejects the drill-and-kill approach, memorizing lists and lists of vocab. It also downplays studying grammar. Instead, says Dwayne Sider, the software uses an immersion technique, trying to mimic the way we acquire language as children.
Being completely surrounded by the language that you are learning, and for an adult it means not using your first language or languages to supply the meaning, but rather in the way that you learned your first language to use the context of images and the context of the world around you.
This learning philosophy is catching on. Rosetta Stone's sales are booming. The company recently reported an 18% jump in quarterly revenues from last year. Business was going so well that despite the worst recession in two generations, the company went public in April.
We were feeling good about the business, and so we said, okay, let's go.
That's Rosetta Stone's CEO, Tom Adams.
We've had an office in London, one in Tokyo. This year we're adding an office in Germany and one in Korea.
There's a simple reason why Rosetta Stone is bucking the economy, says investment banker Ed Meehan with Arcady Bay Partners. The education business thrives during times of recession.
You have more people saying, gee, things aren't going well. Maybe I should become a nurse. Maybe I should get my four-year degree in accounting. Maybe I want to learn a trade.
Or perhaps a new language. Besides selling to individuals, Rosetta Stone also contracts with some 10,000 schools, the U.S. government, and the Army. Those contracts are about as recession-proof as you can get. Analysts say effective marketing got Rosetta Stone to this point, surpassing longtime U.S. market leader Berlitz. Georgetown linguistics professor Allison Mackey says you can hardly walk through a suburban mall these days without being accosted by a Rosetta Stone representative.
The marketing is very slick, and the product is very nicely designed.
But is it better than other similar products? Mackey can't say.
So far, controlled experimental studies, which have pretests and post-tests, have not been done, so we don't know yet too much about the actual claims for learning.
Many language teachers grumble about Rosetta Stone and other computer-based training programs. They say a computer is a poor substitute for a real person who can answer questions. Rosetta Stone has recently begun offering online chatting and coaching with native speakers. I wanted to try out more than just Spanish the Rosetta Stone way. I chose Russian. I don't speak a word of Russian.
Мужчины бегут.
Now this was a challenge.
Девочка читает. Девочка читает.
Much of the time, I felt like I was blindly guessing at the meaning of words, which, by the way, appeared on screen in Cyrillic script. I was learning something, though.
Девочка.
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 A few days after my lesson, that word, девочка, had stuck in my brain. It means girl. Still, studying beginning Russian is frustrating and hard. Not nearly as enjoyable as a Spanish refresher. When I told linguistics professor Allison Mackey about my experience, she wasn't surprised. She says there's a range of language learners from holistic to analytical. Holistic learners thrive in an immersion setting. Analytical people like lists and rules. I'm one of those people.
you enjoyed the Spanish because you already knew some of it and you had a framework with which to understand what it was you were being presented with. But with zero beginning Russian, with a complete immersion method, maybe not the best tool for you.
Mackie says the best way to learn a new language is the same as it's always been. Go live in a place where that language is spoken. If you can supplement that with classroom learning, all the better. For those who can't afford to move to a new country, there have never been so many new ways to learn a language. For example, there are countless language podcasts, many available for free. And despite her concerns about Rosetta Stone, Mackie isn't dismissing the product.
I'm not saying don't use it altogether. I'm saying if you really wanted to learn Russian, take a class, get a textbook, listen to some iPod broadcasts from people who are teaching Russian, look at some vocab lists and use the Rosetta Stone. The Rosetta Stone is one of a number of important tools in the learner's toolbox.
So when Rosetta Stone's CEO Tom Adams says something like this,
"It's changing the way people learn languages,"
it may be a bit of a stretch. But if sales are anything to go by, Rosetta Stone has got a lot of people excited about language learning, and maybe even practicing their new skills. For those who do plunk down a few hundred dollars for the Rosetta Stone software, it may be a bit like joining a gym. Once you've made the down payment, you become more committed to getting in shape and getting your money's worth. Perhaps. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.